The television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer comes to an end next week. The program has enjoyed a cult following over its 7 seasons. The storyline follows hero Buffy Summers, who lives in the town of Sunnydale, California, which happens to sit on the mouth of hell. Buffy spends her time between math tests and dates kickboxing the vampires that pop up behind every hedge. Some academics contend that the show's lowbrow concept disguises unexpected substance. A handful have even staked a claim to what they call Buffy studies. NPR's Neda Ulaby has been looking into how this new discipline will weather Buffy's departure to the TV graveyard.
James South teaches philosophy at Marquette University in Wisconsin. A few years ago, his students told him about a TV show they claimed was rife with mischievous subtexts. And when South himself tuned into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he found himself riveted by a potent allegory that mused on sex, morality, and metaphysics.
It sort of opened up possibilities for television that I had never seen before. Narrative possibilities, philosophical possibilities, this sort of concrete realization of fate and destiny and free will and choice and things like that.
Soon, South discovered that other academics shared his guilty pleasure when he attended conferences with historians, political theorists, and ethicists.
And I would just, you know, go, "So do you watch Buffy?" And they go, "Oh, that's a great show." And so we would just start talking about Buffy instead of philosophy until we realized that we were doing both at the same time.
South has written essays on human irrationality and the dialectic of self-knowledge in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he edited one of 6 academic tomes devoted to Buffy. The show has spawned hundreds of articles, many published in an online interdisciplinary Buffy Studies journal. It's called Slayage. Look it up, and you'll see titles like Buffy the Vampire Disciplinarian, Institutional Excess and the New Economy of Power, Buffy the Transgressive Woman Warrior, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the Domestic Church, Revisioning Family and the Common Good. David Lavery co-edits Slayage.
The primal scene of the show was a bunch of young people gathered around a middle-aged librarian in a library looking things up.
Lavery teaches English at Middle Tennessee State University. He thinks Buffy's appeal to academics goes beyond the show's rich field of gender complexity and cultural references. He says some may feel a personal identification with the way Buffy and her friends prepare for battle in the library.
Trying to find the text that would somehow explain exactly what they needed to know so that Buffy could go out and kick ass.
How is it you always know this stuff? You always know what's going on. I never know what's going on.
We went here from midnight until 6 researching it.
Academics adore the character of Mr. Giles. He's the school librarian with a secret. Giles is actually an enigmatic watcher, a vampire slayer mentor. Buffy and her friends think he's a lovable nerd.
But he wasn't seen as nerdy by the librarians of the world, who had made him into one hottie, to use a Buffy term. Giles has done for librarians what Indiana Jones did for archaeologists.
Tonight is the second-to-last episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and despondent Buffyologists have turned to their disciplines to cope. Philosophy professor James South.
I'm trying to be stoic about it, right? I'm trying to go, well, you know, it's had an amazing 7-year run.
And that's why Buffy scholars intend to persevere. Rhonda Wilcox teaches English at Gordon College in Georgia. She says she's convinced that her work will help give Buffy the respect it deserves. And for her, writing and thinking about Buffy helps keep the show alive.
I want to be able to imagine it in many different ways after it ends.
Buffy makes me cry on a regular basis. One of the reasons I like it, by the way. And I'm sure the ending will do that.
But there's not much time for tears. David Lavery and Rhonda Wilcox are organizing the 2nd Buffy Studies Conference in Nashville next year. They intend it to be international in scope.
We're in touch with all the French Buffy scholars.
Lavery says once the show is over, the text will be complete. And finally, academics can begin to study it properly.
We are now at the point where we are developing textual studies of Buffy and debates about what constitutes the actual text of Buffy. Is this what they meant?
For now, Lavery finds comfort in the words of philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, whose theories are frequently invoked in Buffy studies.
Nietzsche said that the secret of life is to die at the right time, and I think it's true of television series, too.
Academics compare Buffy the Vampire Slayer with other popular serial dramas, for example, the works of Charles Dickens. Buffy buffs predict that the Slayer canon will endure in the university, thrilling generations of scholars to come. Neda Ulibi, NPR News, Washington.